Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Integra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ITR and on the NYSE under the symbol ITRG. We are chatting with the President and CEO, George Salamis. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Integra Resources is focused at the Delamar Gold Silver Project in Idaho. This includes the adjacent Delamar and Florida Mountain gold and silver deposits. Company has already released a resource that includes or comes close to 4 million ounces of gold equivalent in the M&I category, plus another 500,000 gold equivalent ounces in the inferred category. We are focusing on a news release that came out November 4th. Drill results from the Florida Mountain deposit. The headline numbers here being about 3.3 grams per ton gold equivalent over 92 meters. This included about 24 grams per ton gold equivalent over 7 meters. So there's a little bit of high grade in here. There's also some long widths in these drill results. George, take us through where these drill results come from the Florida Mountain deposit, please.
Sure can. Good morning to you both. So yeah, interesting news release that we put out last week, kind of on the heels of the news release that we put out before that from the Delamar deposit in the Sullivan Gulch zone. This time we're back at Florida Mountain and with a number of drill holes that were drilled basically to intersect some higher grade mineralization at depth, which we did do. However, one of the surprises that came from the three highlight holes from this release from Florida Mountain really showed that there's potentially a thick zone of better than average grade gold and silver that sits on what we refer to now, for now anyway, as a bit of a saddle between two potential open pits per the PEA that we put out 2 years ago. That PEA showed that there's two distinct open pits mining two distinct zones with a saddle or kind of a high wall in between these two separate pits. What this is shaping up to look like, subject to further drilling, obviously, is that maybe it's not two pits now, maybe subject to further drilling and further results in the future, maybe this becomes one big pit. And that has really strong implications on economics, obviously, on strip ratios, on in-pit mineralization, that sort of thing. So really encouraging results that we put out last week.
Yeah, George, that's the question I had, is like, could these two pits be combined into one larger pit? Now, just remind folks that none of this drilling that you're doing here and that you probably need to follow up on to get more details into this, I guess, gap area, saddle area between these two pits is in the current economic study. So when would you expect some of these results to get filtered into that economic study, and how could it change things, just so investors have an idea of how that could affect the overall economics?
Yeah, so quite right, Chad. These are results that won't make it into the PFS, which is due out in the next couple of weeks here. These results will be incorporated into future studies, which makes things interesting because, you know, true to sort of the Integra way, while constantly updating studies, and we're always sort of creating this vision of the future, that this study that we're putting out now is a great study, but wait till the next one comes because it's going to be potentially even better. And so there are a couple of studies that are planned for next year, bringing certain sort of different areas of mineralization potentially into something that might look like a PEA update or maybe even a PFS update, maybe looking at different metallurgical techniques to recover gold and silver from certain more refractory areas of the project, which again will not be subject to the current PFS, but might be subject to further study in future reports next year. So that's kind of what we're trying to achieve here. These great results that we put out last week will be impactful next year.
George, how does this compare to, first of all, the resource that you have already proved out at Florida Mountain, and also the grade? Because from what I remember, the grade in that Florida Mountain actual resource, much lower than some of the high grade you're seeing here.
Yeah, that's quite right. So, I mean, if you're looking at a 3.36 gram per ton gold equivalent average grade over 92 meters, which is a great thickness, obviously, in the context of open pit mining, consider that the average grade of gold equivalent at Florida Mountain, sort of combined gold and silver, would be sort of 0.6-ish. And so this is sort of six times that almost, or I call it five times that average grade. So impactful, right, from a mining perspective, when you've got those kind of grades in the context of open pit mining, boy, that could really sort of send the economics of future studies sort of soaring. Subject to further drilling, obviously, that we need to do.
Yeah, it's exciting to see higher grade showing up in an open pit resource. That's always a good thing. But speaking of more drilling, where will the drills be moving next at Florida Mountain, George? I know you're probably going to hit this area again, but you had mentioned there's some other target areas that the company wants to focus on where you could still grow Florida Mountain in other areas. So walk us through where the drills will be going next.
So we have a drill rig that's in the process of being sort of demobilized from War Eagle. We're starting to get snowed in up there. It's becoming difficult from an access perspective. Moving a drill rig to Florida Mountain, back to Florida Mountain, not necessarily going after following up what we just put out last week, but the focus of what we have to do at Florida Mountain for the next, call it, month or two is essentially testing those deeper high-grade intercepts and trying to identify or prove up continuity within these chutes, right, which has kind of been the model we've been chasing for the last 2 years at Florida. In the process of doing that, at some stage, we'll be back at in the Delamar area, specifically the Milestone deposit area. We're looking at getting some holes done there. Hopefully, we can get those done before Christmas. With weather constraints being what they are, we're going to try our best, obviously. But yeah, I think what you'll see over the course of the winter, maybe we demobilize when things become too difficult at Florida Mountain from a snow perspective, down to lower elevations in the Delamar area where you can drill all year long, no problem from an access point of view, and maybe stay there until, the spring. Who knows?
What is the flow going to be into an updated resource, even some more economics around this project? And I guess to that question, is there a certain limit here where you guys already have almost a 4 million ounce resource? When does it become large enough to say, we're going to need to make a construction decision here?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we're jumping into permitting next year, right, on the back of the PFS that's coming up. So the first stage for us going down that path towards development is submitting the plan of operations to the BLM. And that's a process that's going to take, almost the entire year next year for us to do. And so we're essentially looking at permitting what we have now from a resource perspective. But that's not to say that we can't continue exploring. You'll never see us stop exploring over the next 3 years while we're into the kind of heavy duty permitting. And we can always add resources to that plan of operations as long as they don't kind of materially impact the shapes of or geometries or locations of certain bits of infrastructure, we're okay to do that. And so that's kind of the plan for the next 3 years. Again, for us, we view as much value in de-risking the project with permitting iterations, feasibility studies, et cetera, as we do, exploring with the drill bit in the end of the day, because there's lots more gold and silver to be found out there. There's no question. This is a district that we put together in the last four years-ish. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting times over the next couple of years here from an exploration perspective as well.
Yeah, George, when companies go into that, what they call the orphan phase of development, when they start doing permitting and network and start looking at recovery rates, it's always great to have more exploration success on tap and more drill results coming in to show the resource can keep growing to keep investors' interest. But on those mundane points, could you walk us through what the company is doing in those regards? Is there metallurgical testing going on? Are you working on recovery rates? Will some of that show up in this new economic study that's going to be coming out shortly?
Yeah, so the PFS to come in the next few weeks here, the metallurgy for that, that's already been bedded down. And, what we've been guiding our investors at is an expectation of the same recoveries from a heap leach and milling perspective relative to what we put out in the PA. No negative surprises there, no positive surprises there. They are going to be what they were in the PA, which is great news, right? Because sometimes things don't work out in advanced metallurgy, especially when you're doing variability study test work on different parts of the deposit. Sometimes you get more data that says, well, maybe these recoveries aren't quite as good as what we forecasted with less information in the PA. The good news in the upcoming study is that they're going to be the same as, which is really great. So that metallurgy is bedded down for the PFS, which will come out the next couple of weeks. What we're doing is we're looking at different sulfide fractions in the Delamar area specifically that might respond to a different means of treatment and cyanidation on site using a different technique. And if those that test work works out well, man, that opens up, you know, 1 million ounces plus of sulfide, which would is not currently in a study. And then that becomes a different game-changing metric in the future, potentially. So, yeah, lots on the go, lots of continual study work, certainly from a metallurgical perspective to come.
George, can you just bring everybody up to date, big picture, what's going on around this project too, what the infrastructure is like around this DeLamar project, and also some of the larger miners that are also in the area in Idaho, please?
Yeah, for sure, Corey. So in terms of the infrastructure that's in this area, right now, because this is a project that was in production up until the year 2001, I believe, under the Kinross banner, you know, a lot of that infrastructure still remains. Like the roads, the all-weather, all-season roads into the project area are still there. In fact, we keep them open all year round because we have to access the site. So that's all there. We don't have to touch any of those, which is good. We've got power into site. Obviously, those power lines will need to be upgraded because they were built for something that looked like 3,000 tons per day of milling back, 25 years ago. Plus, because we're looking at a larger milling capacity in the upcoming PFS studies, those power lines will need to be upgraded for sure. There's some site infrastructure there. There are truck bays, repair bays. There's an office there on site. There are some water wells that we'll be using for future production purposes as well. So there is actually, quite a bit of infrastructure still there. The only thing that we don't have on site, obviously, is a mill, and that will need to be constructed along with the heap leach pads as well.
Okay, final point then, George, how much cash does the company have in the bank to move forward with all these growth plans?
So we have $27 million US dollars to kind of propel us forward into next year. Obviously, the use of proceeds of that of our treasury currently are more studies, baseline and environmental work to be done for the plan of operations, in addition to lots of exploration in all these areas, Florida Mountain, DeLamar, Milestone, Black Sheep, those, et cetera. So yeah, a healthy treasury is what we have currently.
Okay. George, great update. Thank you for taking some time updating us on these drill results. Also the big picture of some of the bigger catalysts coming down the line in the near term, actually, for the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get George back on to address those, and we'll also follow up on the back of some more news. George, thanks as always for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Corey and Shad, always a pleasure.